this last season has made a real man of him. Obviously the fences have as well, but he was really settled today, and all the way through I was just able to do exactly what I wanted. I mean, cue card's fallen a long way out, but at the same time I think it would have been very tough for him giving the weight to us. Having seen the performance like that, he jumped very, very well in the main. He made the one mistake at the ditch, but that's just an obvious mistake. And what I was really pleased about, though he's made the mistake at it, he was then very, very neat and very tidy over the last three fences. The third last and second last, and notoriously tricky ran here, especially running on the run hill down to the third last. And he's met that in his stride, and really gone and attacked his fences, and say he's jumped the last really well and cruised on up the hill. It was just very, very exciting. It was nice to ride him.
Uphill trip as well.
Yeah, I'll leave it to David, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But we obviously know he gets 3 miles. He's got the speed to come back over 2.5. And so it's been a great day for the yard. The horses are running well, and let's see if we can continue it over the weekend. But this was the main one. Even though we'd had the winners earlier on today, this was the one that was that's been keeping the dream alive all summer. And you always dream about horses like this. And from the word go, he schooled well and kept on getting better. And I say it's a great credit to David and to the yard. To get him here today and get him primed and settled for a big test, and it was a big test first time out, but he's certainly proved up to it, and it's very, very exciting to be part of it.
Thanks,
okay, no problem. Well, cheers. Thank you.